Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
You are nothing but garbage.
I don't know if this is just because of the way I grew up around my dad and having three brothers, but like, I expect men to know the answer to everything because my dad knows the answer and knows how to do literally anything.
And I don't care.
I don't really care.
I don't care. They don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care. We don't care.
And that's going to be annoying. Because if you get with her and you don't know how to do everything her dad know how to do, she's going to constantly be bringing it up. My dad know how to do that. Well, go be with your dad. I don't want to hear that for the rest of our lives. If I don't know how to do it, we'll figure it out. And I don't want you calling him over every time I don't know how to do something. Because it's going to make me seem, you know, pathetic.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
So look, we gonna get it figured out as a family. We don't need to, you know, include him in everything. Every once in a while, fine. You get my drift, but you need to protect my ego.
The other day, I was talking to a man and I asked him a question. He was like, oh, well, like, I don't know. Oh, I don't know how to build that. What do you mean you don't know the answer or don't know how to build that? You're supposed to know everything I ever ask, ever.
You know how many men will go get a full-time job just to stay away from their woman? Don't even need the money.
Yeah, I don't know about that standard. I mean, I like that standard. I mean, get a man like your father if your father was a good man, but I wouldn't be so strict far as him knowing how to fix everything your dad know how to fix or do everything your dad know how to do. Just get a man who has the character of your dad. That's the best advice I could give you. Especially these days. A lot of the men these days don't know how to fix shit. They don't know how to check the oil, change the oil, none of that. Change a flat tire. Hey. I blame it on effinism.
How dare you?
Y'all told us masculinity was toxic, so a lot of other things go bye-bye when you attack masculinity. Like a motherfucker knowing how to fix something. I want to touch on this, too. It's a lot of old-school guys that try to take a, you know, poo-poo on the young guys because they don't know how to do shit. Look, brother. Look, old man. It's a new day and age. As technology get more advanced, the less men are going to have to know how to do. If you want to suck your own ding-dong and say, all these new dudes is clowns and bitch-made punks because they don't know how to fix nothing, yada, 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 go right ahead. I hope it put an extra pep in your step. But the young guys don't give a fuck, just to let you know. They're not trying to live up to your standards. Just let it go, old man, even if you are right.
Run away, run away.
Can we just please normalize coffee dates as being 110% acceptable? Like, no, you just need to find out, like, is this person normal? Like, can we carry on a conversation enough to then go on, like, a proper, really awesome second?
Or, here's another idea that's going to be very controversial. You could shut the fuck up.
Your personality is already annoying and you're intense. So there's a really good chance most guys won't even talk to you long enough to get to the coffee date. And this is why I always say, guys should try to talk on the phone with a chick for a few hours before you meet her in person.
What? How stupid would I be to do that? Is this camera on me?
Yes. You can cut out the nonsense from the jump. If she's not likable to talk to on the phone for a few hours, there's no point in going on a date with her. And who the hell room are you in? I see all that kid shit in the back. Like, what's going on?
That's suspicious. That's weird.
And also, coffee dates give you an easy out, especially if you don't know this person very well or you're just meeting from the app. Like, you don't know what they're about. So, like, yes, can we just please go back to coffee dates as being okay?
This is for all the chicks that are on my channel. Not all of them, but most of them. It's just a red flag that you're still dating after 23. Like, you're the red flag as a woman if you're moderately attractive and you're still dating after 23. Fucking period. It's probably because you're a narcissist. I say every woman with a TikTok page where she talk about, you know, her personal life or try to give dating advice, she's a huge narcissist. That's the assumption that should be made. Do I got scientific backing behind that? No. But hey, you've been listening to the sensei this long. Take my word for it.
Okay.
There is something I want to normalize, and it's arms.
What? What are you talking about?
Okay, I think I know what she mean by that. We should normalize women having lunch lady arms. No. Why do y'all always try to start movements to normalize your flaws and shortcomings? Y'all never spark up hashtags about normalizing men's, you know, flaws and shortcomings. So fuck you and fuck your lunch lady arms. And we should roast them the same way y'all roast us about being short or being broke.
Y'all know what the fuck I talk about when I say these things.
Do you just ever have a really bad day and then you walk past a mirror and you see yourself and you're like, great, I'm also disgusting.
Not really, no.
Look, and these are the insecurities you're going to have to deal with if you get in a relationship with this basket case. You know? Everything start piling up on them. And them looking in the mirror and not liking what they see, it just make them spiral out of control. And if she has a boyfriend, guess who she's going to take it out on? Guess who she's going to be a bitch to? That's right, you.
Congratulations! Oh, oh my God.
How long can I talk before this motherfucker snaps?
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams a week that won't be available to my regular subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Ever had the experience of a guy showing up in your life and then pursuing you to the fullest extent, and then once you like them, it's like they know that you like them, and so they get satisfaction from knowing that you like them and then them leaving you.
You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in how a problem bothers us, we don't see what the problem really is.
It means that I'm unfuckwittable, okay?
Yes, you're unfuckwittable. Yeah, nobody wants to fuck with you. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
You don't offer nothing here of other than an orgasm. That's about all you offer me is an orgasm. That's it. Okay, everything else is going to be a constant headache, nightmare, walking on eggshells, whatever the fuck. Everything else is going to be that. There is no benefit that after the orgasm, there's not much benefit, really, to keep one woman around too long.
Can we play a little game? Can we play a game called What Part Is She Leaving Out? Like, I'm not even going to say it. I'm going to give you guys a few seconds to put it in the comment section. What part is she leaving out? These guys are putting in all this effort to get her to like them, and then they're just magically leaving. Yeah, they're hitting the skins first, and then they're magically leaving. But she don't want to seem like a hoe, so she gonna leave that part out.
You use her, and you waste her time, and then you run. Because
I feel like that this has happened a decent amount in my life, where I sincerely was not interested in somebody, and somebody came up to me and approached me, and they were like, hey, I would really love to get your number. I'd really love to take you out sometime. Text me the next day, and then for the next few weeks, they take me out on several dates, and it gets to the point where we're talking for several months, and you know.
That's not the point I'm making. The point, don't look at me like that.
What's the point?
You know, we plan a trip together, we do the trip, switch flips, and that guy, like, eh. I've kind of already been on this roller coaster ride, and it's the same roller coaster ride, and I kind of want to get off the ride now. And I know that I'm not the only person that this has happened to by any means. I recognize that. As you get older, you just start to realize that some people do really just have satisfaction with, like, humbling people.
City boy! City boy!
Do you notice how when women tell these stories about how they get ghosted or played, they always gotta say, well, I didn't really like him to begin with, but he just worked on me and, you know, won me over. No, you just saying that after the fact, after he played you. Don't believe women when they try to make it seem like they're giving all these average Joes a chance. They're not. And also keep in mind that an average Joe to most of these women is an 8.5. They're slumming it if they give an 8.5 a chance. That's how a lot of these women think.
or putting people in like a vulnerable position. When I was younger, I'd get so upset. But now it's like, as an adult, I just don't really give a shit. Like, you either want to show up or you don't. I'm not playing this sick and twisted game of one day you want me, one day you don't. I know I'm rambling. I'm just curious. Like, has this happened to anybody else? And like, if so, what was your experience?
So if you're getting played by the guys who you didn't even like at first, I can't imagine how bad you're striking out with the Chads and Tyrones. So, hey, maybe you should go a few levels down further. You know, maybe try to get with a 3 or 4 and he'll stick around.
I highly doubt that.
So someone commented on my page and it said, nice eyes, thick thighs. And the only response I could think of was out to ruin men's lives.
Facts. When women tell who they really are, believe them. Don't let them trick you into thinking they were just joking. Sometimes they tell the truth. So make sure you listen. Red flags, where do I start?
More than 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, 1,000,000,000,000,000.
Should we play the red flag game with the Jeopardy music? How many red flags can you count? I'm going to give you guys 10 seconds. All right. Bare minimum, I count 4.
Huh?
The stupid eye makeup, the stupid green streak, the stupid sleeve tattoos, and the fact she's on TikTok with this bullshit. That's the bare minimum 4. Did y'all spot any different ones?
Yes! Let's get a stamp. Yes, 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 yes!
I think I found my life's motto. Nice eyes, thick thighs, out to ruin men's lives.
The 10,000 rings on her finger. Yeah, I forgot about, you know, the 10 rings on her finger. That's definitely red flag number 5 for me. Oh, and how could I forget? Nose Ring Chronicles. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Metal in her face. Yeah, she's a disgrace. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. I missed this one too. I think we're at 7. The multiple piercings in the ear.
Etc, 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 etc.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.